Well stocked with food and water and Reepy Cheep's tiny coracle, the landing boat pulled away from the Dawn Treader to row through the endless carpet of lilies. The Dawn Treader flew all her flags and hung out her shields to honor their departure. Tall and big and homelike she looked from their low position with the lilies all around them. And even before she was out of sight, they saw her turn and begin rowing slowly westward. Yet, though Lucy shed a few tears, she couldn't feel it as much as you might have expected. The light, the silence, the tingling smell of the silver sea, even the loneliness itself, were too exciting. None of them slept or ate. All that night and all next day, they glided on.
Shall we row?
And when the third day dawned, with the brightness you or I could not bear, even if we had dark glasses on, they saw a wonder ahead. It was as if a wall stood up between them and the sky, a greenish-gray, trembling, shimmering wall. Then up came the sun, and at its first rising, they saw it through the wall, and it turned into wonderful rainbow colors. Then they knew that the wall was really a long, tall wave. A wave endlessly fixed in one place, as you may often see at the edge of a waterfall. It seemed to be about 30 feet high, and the current was gliding them swiftly towards it. You might have supposed they would have thought of their danger. They didn't. I don't think anyone could have in their position. For now, they saw something not only behind the wave, but behind the sun. It was a range of mountains. The mountains were so high that either they never saw the tops of them, or they forgot later. None of them remembers seeing any sky in that direction. And the mountains must really have been outside the world, for they didn't have ice and snow on them, as mountains even a fraction of that height in our world would have. But they were warm and green and full of forests and waterfalls, however high you looked. And suddenly there came a breeze from the east, tossing the top of the wave into foamy shapes and ruffling the smooth water all round them. It lasted only a second or so, but what it brought them in that second, none of those three children will ever forget.
Do you hear that?
It brought both a smell and a sound. A musical sound, which Lucy said would break your heart, but not from sadness. No one in the boat doubted that they were seeing the end of the world into Aslan's country. At that moment, with a crunch, the boat ran aground. The water was too shallow now, even for it.
This is where I go on alone.
Eustace and I will lift out your coracle.
Yeah.
It's such an odd little boat.
Suitable for me. You may keep my sword. I shall need it no more.
Neither will we.
Then let the lilies have it.
I say, Reep, good shot.
Yes.
Your sword's sticking up out of the water.
Farewell to your majesties. And to you, Eustace.
Oh, Reaper Cheep. I've been meaning to say, that is, before I was a dragon, I was a nuisance. And then, when I was a dragon, you...
Say nothing more, Eustace, for there is nothing to be said.
Oh, Reepy Cheep, I must do something I've always wanted to do.
What, Your Majesty?
Hug you and stroke your fur.
If Your Majesty insists.
I do.
Right. Farewell.
Yes, farewell, Reaper Chief. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
The current caught Reaper Chief's coracle, and away he went, very black, against the lilies. But no lilies grew on the wave. It was a smooth, green slope. The coracle went more and more quickly, and beautifully it rushed up the wave's side. For one split second they saw its shape and Reaper Chief on the very top. Then it vanished. And since that moment, no one can truly claim to have seen Reaper Chief the mouse. But my belief is that he came safe to Aslan's country and is alive there to this day. As the sun rose, the sight of those mountains outside the world faded away. The wave remained, but there was only blue sky behind it.
What do we do now?
We get out and wade.
Which direction?
To the south, I think.
Why?
I don't know. I just have a feeling about it.
So do I. So do I. But I wanted to confirm it first. To the south we go.